Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim, Maaseh Daf Mem Gimel, and we are starting about halfway through the Amud with the words Amar B'Shem Elokish, Madi Rabbi Kiva L'Chacham, Mechanet V'Hashrasha, and the villain Shurus Sadaf. It's all the way at the end of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar B'Hasib Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Here we're in the middle discussing Mechalekes Rabbi Kiva L'Chachamim regarding if something grew a third in one state and afterwards it switched as a continued growth like the original one or not. For example, it reached a third of its growth while Hefker, and that means it's Pater from Maaser, then someone was Zaycha in it and it continued growing. As it continued growth still pater, or since it's owned by somebody, maybe it's chayv in Meiser. And Rabbi Kiva says pater, and the Chacham say chayv. Something more tells us, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Lakish says, Maidi Rabbi Kiva l'chachamim, Rabbi Kiva agrees to the chachamim b'chanat v'hashrasha with chanata and hashrasha. Namely, fruit, its year of determination of Meiser, goes basar chanata when it flowers, and zraim go basar hashrasha when they take root. And Rav Lakish is saying that here Rabbi Kiva agrees that if it took root or flowered in a state of patur, then it switched its status and continued growing, that growth is chayv in Meiser. The Gemara continues, Zar b'churva v'via shlish v'sikach agabav. Let's say he planted a tree in an abandoned building in a churva that doesn't have a roof, and it grew a third, and then he was mesakech agabav, which means he put a roof on top. Now, we know that a tree that grows in a roofed house is not chayv in Meiser. It has to be that it grows out in the field, but not with a roof over it. So that means that this started out in a state of chiyuv, and it continued in a state of ptur. So all that's Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, hatesef is chayv. The addition is chayv, because since it reached a shlish in a state of chiyuv, so it means that the continued growth, even though it's technically in a state of ptur, is still chayv. Whereas according to Rabbanan, Hatosef is Pater. The continued growth is Pater, because according to Rabbanan, we always switch to what the new status is, and its new status is Pater, so everything's Pater. And the flip side as well, Zarba Bayas Vehevir Haschach, let's say he planted it in a house, it reached a third of its growth, and then he took off the roof. Take away the next three words, the Sikach Agabav, they're not part of the Girsa, so all that's Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Hatosef is Pater. The continued growth is Pater, because it started out in a state of Pater, and so we continue with that. Whereas all that's Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, Hatosef is Chayiv, the continued growth is Chayiv. Now we ask a question, Va'af b'chala kein machlekes Rabbi Kiva chamim? Do we say with chala that we have the same machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the chachamim? Namely, let's say something grew a third of its growth in Chutz La'aretz, and then it was brought to Eretz Yisrael, and it continued growing, and then a dough is made out of that grain, is a chayv or pater and chala? We know that Chutz La'aretz is pater and chala, but Eretz Yisrael is chayv and chala. So here we have the same question. However, Mem Gamal Mabez on top, the Gemara tells us, Ma'at bayim Rabbi Kiva, what are you asking from Rabbi Kiva? To Rabbi Kiva Amr, Rabbi Kiva holds, Paris Chutz La'aretz, Shenichasu La'aretz, chayav and b'chala. The Paris Chutz La'aretz that were brought into Eretz Yisrael are chayv in chala. That's even if they grew 100% in Chutz La'aretz, because it's not about where they grew, it's about where the dough is being made. And if the dough was made in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayv in chala, according to Rabbi Kiva. So there's no question about this. However, in Yisbar Rabbi Kiva, Krib Elezer, Yosat Makshi. If you want to say that Rabbi Kiva holds a Krib Elezer, so then you'd be asking a good question, because Rabbi Elezer holds that it depends where the grain grew. And if it grew in Chutz La'aretz, then it wouldn't be chayv in chala, even if it's brought into Eretz Yisrael. So if you want to say that Rabbi Kiva holds a Krib Elezer, so then you would have a good question. Let's say it grew a third in Chutz La'aretz, and then it was brought to Eretz Yisrael and continued growing. Maybe it's chayv nechala, maybe not. Now here you have another question. Rabbon Bar Chiya ba Kumi Rab Zeira. He asked the following: Zar ba'atz she'enei nakov v'nakav. Let's say he planted grain in a non-perforated flower pot. It grew a third of its growth, and then he perforated it. Now we know that something growing in a non-perforated flower pot in atz she'enei nakov is not considered to be growing from the ground, because the bottom of the flower pot is totally sealed. As opposed to if it's a perforated flower pot, it's atz nakov. It's considered like it's growing in the ground, even if it's elevated above the ground, because it has holes in it. And that's a question over here. He planted it in Atzitz She'enu Nakov, which means that whatever grows in this flower pot is pater from Meiser Midda Iraisa. And then after a third of its growth, he made holes in the pot. Is it continued growth chayv or pater and Meiser? So our Malay Rav Zeira responded to him, Achshav Nakav. Only now he made holes in it, which is after it reached a third of its growth, and according to Rabbi Kiva, would just continue this state of Ptur. I continue to explain the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel v'chulu. And Rav Shimon Gamliel was commenting on the case that a person purchased a field from a guy in Surya, and we had said that if he purchased it before the produce reached Anis HaMaisris, that means it reached Anis HaMaisris in the Yidz Rishos, so it's Chayv in Meiser. But if he bought it after the produce reached Anis HaMaisris, since it reached its Chayv in Meiser in the state of Ptur, because it was in the Guy's Rishos, so the continued growth is not Chayv in Meiser. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel had said that that's only if he purchased the actual field. If he purchased the whole field and the produce from the Guy before Anis HaMaisris, that means it reached Anis HaMaisris in the Rishos of the Yid, so then it's Chayv in Meiser. If he didn't purchase the field, he only bought the produce, and the field still belongs to the Guy, even if he bought the produce before Anis HaMaisris, and it reached Anis HaMaisris in the Rishus of the Yid, it's still not Chayv in Meiser, because the Yid only owns the produce and not the land. Now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Avin, Rav Avin says, Asad Rav Shimon Gamliel, Beshitas from Gamliel Skenoi, really shouldn't be Skenoi, should be Aviv. The Rav Shimon Gamliel is going like Rav Gamliel, his father. Detanin Taman, we have a mission over there, Mesechus Chala, Yisrael Shayu Aris in Lagayim Besuria, a Yisrael that's an Aris, he's a sharecropper for a guy in Surya. Rav Lezer Mechayv Perisein Lamais Lushvias. Rav Lezer says that the Yid's payrois are Chayv in Meiser and Shemitah, whereas Rav Gamliel Pater, Rav Gamliel Paters, because because the entire land is still owned by the guy, and the yid is just a sharecropper. And so this produce, even though it rightfully belongs to the yid, because he's the sharecropper, since it didn't grow in his rishos, it's pater for meiser and shmita. And lastly, the Mishnah told us, Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, lefi chashben, it's based off of the chashben. And we didn't explain this in the Mishnah, and here the Gemara explains what Rebbe's referring to. Al Raisha, it's going back onto the Raisha. Namely, Rebbe's commenting on what the Tanakama was saying in regards to buying this field from the guy. According to the Tanakama, as we already said multiple times by now, if a person bought a field from a guy in Surya before the produce reached Anus HaMaisras, and that means they reached Anus HaMaisras and the Rishos of the Yid, so now he has to take off Maiser. And according to Tanakama, that means he has to take off Maiser from all of this produce, even from the produce that already grew in the Rishos of the guy. However, Rebbe's arguing and he's saying, no, Lefi Chashbin, it's only based off the Chashbin of what grew in the Yid's Rishos. So let's just put numbers to this. The Yid bought the field from the guy when it reached only a quarter of its growth, and the remaining three quarters of growth was in the Yid's Rishos. So according to Tanakama, this Yid has to take Maiser off of 100% of the produce here. Whereas according to Rebbe, it's only based off of the Chashbin, and it only grew three quarters of its growth in the Yid's Rishos, so it only has to take Maiser off three quarters of it, not 100% of it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.